us the energy on the left.
Will this be our last podcast? Maybe. No.
The last episode ever of What the Buzz.
The first of one in a long time, or the last one?
Wow, it's been a while.
It has been.
Let's hit it. We've hit it already. It's What the Buzz.
Yeah.
We're back.
How do we start this again?
We forgot how to do it.
How long it's been?
It's been 4 months.
4 months.
Have you missed us?
Oh, that one person has.
That one person has. I have a few in the app chat who kept asking, like, where's What the Buzz? And then somebody sent us, you know how it's the Spotify You're Wrapped.
Yeah.
The Buzz Adams is number one.
Oh, nice.
What the Buzz, something else. And we're like number five.
I need to find that.
And they're all like, you guys are slipping. You need to give us another
Very
episode.
Much so, we are.
And I'm all, wow, we made a top five, Emily.
Yay.
Tell us.
I'm surprised.
I wish we had more time to do this.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
We just
but
don't.
No, it's just a constant. We'll do, we plan it and then something comes up mm-hmm. or, hey, man, I got to go run to this meeting or something.
A meeting runs late.
Yeah. It's just a pain in the butt.
Remotes, we've been... From the last time that we were on here, a lot of people have quit around
That is true.
So Emily and I have had to pick up the slack with remotes.
As always, remotes or on air. Now I have to fill in a lot more on air.
That's right.
That's how desperate they are. So that you just start throwing whoever you can in there. But
it's working. You sound great.
Thank you.
My uncle listens.
Ah.
He picked me up last week and he listens to the morning show on KISS.
Oh, then, he loves mornings with Mike and Iris.
Yeah, and then you were on, and I was like, oh, that's Emily.
Yes, in desperate times.
You don't sound as awful as our boss makes it seem.
I know, right? He's like, and I told our regional guy, I had told him, yeah, I've been told that I should go work for the Disney radio, but I don't think Radio Disney even exists anymore because they didn't like how high-pitched my voice was. So, and I forgot who exactly said that to me, but someone said it to me here. Most likely it was Buzz. But
right.
I don't remember. Yet I was on the show for a good while. So
will you be one of our ghosts?
I don't know. Again, in desperate times, I may be.
You may have to
and
be.
You won't even have to alter my voice.
This week on the show, we were supposed to be doing an idea that I came up with.
Yeah.
Called the Ghosts of Morning Shows Past. So we were going to have old cast members of the show come in.
Yeah.
And then we would have our callers call in. Ask them questions to see who they are. We're going to disguise their voice. And then our callers will ask them questions to try to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
Then they win a prize if they get it right.
And it's actually some really good prizes. So I think whoever gets
one of them is going to be the Motley Crue.
Exactly.
And Def Leppard tickets.
Which that should be held for the hardest person. Because honestly, I think everyone lined up
who
is easily going to be found out.
Which
except
one?
For the one that give was supposed to show up Monday.
Give me the dates on which one you think is going to be the harder one.
It would have been Monday. I don't know
if that
person is ever going to come in.
I don't think so. I don't think Buzz ever contacted them. I think 15 will be a big surprise to a lot of people.
I think it'll be a big surprise, but I think it'll be easily found out due to everyone's cadence is very easily.
That is true. Especially if they're very recent.
Yeah. And yeah. So I think it's going to be easy.
Will you be one of our ghosts? Notice how Wednesday is open.
Wednesday's child is full of woe. It's supposed to be someone whose cadence will also be found out very easily. But in desperate times, I just need to know ahead of time.
Right. I don't know. Somebody was supposed to contact that person.
Steve.
I don't know.
And Steve doesn't count, but Steve was an intern as well.
Right. He was on with us today.
I did hear him.
Because Buzz left early because he told everybody on air he wasn't feeling good. Megan told me in here they were talking about it. He was hungover.
Yeah, and I may or may not have said that out loud while our boss walked by.
Oh, no.
I was talking to someone else, and he's like, they were hungover. That's all he said. I was like, my bad. Don't be eavesdropping on conversations, people.
Yo, whoa, where did you come from?
Yeah, it's like he came out. He was not here when I was talking to Mike, which Mike is our new engineer, which Daver, our beloved engineer, has retired as well. I was talking
to
Mike.
So many people have left.
Yeah, so many people have left. Our new engineer, Mike. I was talking to him because he also fills in for KISS because that's how many people we don't have and we need people to be on air. And Mike's really good. He used to be at iHeart and he was for Kehei. So he's a country guy. He used to be a country DJ. I think he sounds great on air. I even told him, like, don't do it, man. They're going to make
you
stay there.
They're going to make him do it.
Yeah. And shoot, I even told him if they want you, man, you should be middays and then, you know, get all those endorsements.
Yeah.
If you can. Because he has good relationships with people since he already did it.
Right.
So now he's just an engineer where he could do both and get more money.
Great.
Wonderful
engineer.
Life. Yeah, wonderful life for Mike over here. But that's what we're trying to figure out with KISS. And maybe they'll throw him on cue. I don't know. We need more people.
We need more people.
There's job openings if you guys want jobs here.
Here's going to be the kicker. Everyone is like, oh, I want to be on the radio. You're going to have to write 2 articles a day.
Yeah, guess
that
what?
That is non-negotiable.
Yeah, it's not just radio people. And we need content creators.
Exactly. Oh, my God. This headphone just
You
broke.
All can't see it, but Joanna's headphone just broke
it
off.
It buzzes.
Oh, this Buzz's headphone just broke. He always breaks his headphone.
He does.
How?
Does he
rip them off?
Because he has a big head.
He does have a big head. You know, for Christmas?
This one doesn't want to... Okay.
Headphones. Big-ass headphones.
Some headphones for Buzz because I don't know what... Okay.
He's a rich man. How come he doesn't buy himself some nice-ass, big-ass headphones?
I saw him the other day looking online for some headphones. But the problem is they're all, like, wireless.
No.
A lot of them are, like, wireless,
right? You can't do that, right?
They have wireless ones. We can't do that, no.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way to connect it to the board.
We don't have the capability to do that. Yet. But
with this whole 80s setup.
I did see the ones he was looking at. They were all wireless. And I'm like, he's going to hate that.
Yeah, no, he can't do that. Which he's at an age he should be able to do that.
He's very
but he just doesn't want to.
Old-fashioned. Yeah, he doesn't want to. He's old-fashioned, you know. And I think I appreciate that about him. He wants it to feel like radio.
He's still believing in it.
Doesn't believe that in the future... We are a digital first company as our well, corporate overlords.
The future is now and he has to get on it. That's what he doesn't understand.
People complain so much because Buzz complains a lot about articles and stuff. And I'll get messages. I see your messages. I'll see them. And they're like,
I ignore them.
I don't listen to you guys to read your articles. I listen to you guys to hear what you're going to say on the air. So I don't care about your articles.
Cool.
Oh, well, you should because that's what's basically paying the bills.
Yeah. You want to keep them around? You want Buzz to stay on air? Then just go
read
click on it.
Articles.
Don't even read the article. Just click on it and scroll.
Scroll
I don't care if
it.
You read it. I need you to scroll through it.
Exactly.
Just do that. Just do that.
You should care because that's what's paying the bills.
Exactly. That's what's paying the bills. I need you to keep on scrolling. Every time you see an ad, keep scrolling.
Exactly. It's what's keeping the lights on in this place.
Exactly. So just, I need you to care.
Please care.
I need you to listen. I need you to download the app, and I need you to scroll through the articles.
For Christmas this year, don't get me any gifts, people. Just download the app, read my articles, scroll through them.
We need to create a reel of you recording that.
What do you want for Christmas,
Jen? All I want for Christmas
is for you to download the app.
Yes.
Read my article. Don't even read it. Click on my article
and then scroll through it. Scroll.
I don't give a shit if you don't read it.
Even if you just let the cat play with your phone and just have it
do
that.
Do they have a thing? Don't they have? I know I saw something once where it was, it was a guy like on Tinder and he had like a thing.
A little swiper?
Yeah. Just do it so it scrolls through all
Keep
the
swiping.
Website.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Yeah. No, they make things like that. Or stuff that can move your mouse so it makes it seem like you're online.
Look at that.
For
what
people
a time
who
to
work.
Be alive.
Yeah.
You don't even have to really do the work.
Yeah, if you work remote, there's something out there that will keep your mouse moving.
Click my article and scroll through it, all of it.
Every day.
Because we had a meeting with our new corporate guy again, another new person.
Another new person, yes.
And Buzz just wanted to make his life difficult.
But they all became friends in the end.
I know, right?
So it worked out nicely. I still would like to think we could do a monthly meeting. Not this month because it's the holidays and I don't know who's on or what. He was actually filling in for Pop Crush Nights on KISS FM.
Sweet Lenny?
Sweet Lenny is a DJ as well.
Our corporate guy is named Sweet Lenny.
Sweet Lenny. And he is an on-air personality in Lafayette originally. And so from there, he got his new position, but... he also has been given the role to fill in for Pop Crush Nights, I guess. And he sounds really good.
Uh-huh.
But just saying, new people everywhere and new job positions.
It's an epidemic.
I do need someone. If you want to be in radio, just know you're going to have to write articles and you're going to have to care about it. So just saying, if you're going to be applying for these jobs.
I know.
A little hint.
It's not hard.
No.
It's not
hard. It can be fun. It can be a great platform for you. Like I always argue, I don't know why Nico doesn't take advantage of it. But hey.
Right. The comedian.
Yeah. The one guy who this is their side gig. Well, you're given a great platform for a side gig.
Mm-hmm.
You should take advantage of it. But that's just me.
Emily's our digital managing editor.
Yeah, that's why I push it a lot. And that's why I'm on air, too. And I was already told by corporate, too. Well, now we hear a lot about the app on air. I'm like, yeah, because that's all I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a constant billboard for the app. That's it. Go read the articles. Go download the app. Scroll through KissElPaso.com if you're at your desk. That's all I ever say.
Yeah. The app is very handy.
KaylaQ.com, yes.
You can scroll through Facebook, TikTok for a few minutes. Scroll through the website a bit.
Exactly.
You may find something you like.
Yeah.
You may be surprised. Like, my favorite article of this week, Buzz's 5 Toxicas You'll Date in El Paso.
I saw it's up. It's already doing very well.
I knew it
through
would.
Through Google.
You're welcome.
People are loving it.
Look at that. I don't even do his articles for him anymore, and I gave him that idea.
That's a very small amount of brainstorming. If we all, so that's what they want to do is like 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. You brainstorm. We all just like talk about random crap and everyone could get an article, you know, like that's how easy it could be. Other markets do that. Not us.
We're not that kind of market.
We're not that kind of market.
You know how some places say like, oh, we're not just a company. We're a family.
Not here.
Some people mean it. We say it. We don't mean it.
We don't mean it. No, I used to believe that. They did sell me on that. No, we're not. And we don't get company parties.
I can't believe we're not getting a company party.
I don't think so. I think it's too late. I think they're using the ice skating rink as our company party. But
ew, why?
Not really a party. I keep telling Kevin to tell me more info on it. Because I want to go downtown to see the lights anyway. But it's supposed to be like a town square media night. I don't know.
Whack.
Whack.
Feed me.
Exactly. I don't think there's any food. I want to put on a nice dress and eat a fancy dinner for free.
Exactly.
I can't do that on my own.
For my hard work at this station. I was in the Millionaires Club this year.
Exactly. And you were supposed to have a Christmas pizza party.
Hey, yeah.
He owes you.
He was supposed to get me food.
Exactly.
And I told him, I want pizza from Peter Piper.
We want...
I have a friend who works at the one by Burlington.
Oh, really?
And he's like, if you get like the party pack, it's like $60.
There's a party pack?
Yes.
First off, that's an article. Everyone who has party packs, make an article of that. Because I always want to know.
If you have a party pack and you know places, let me know.
Peter Piper, Whataburger. Now that they have that big old box of burgers.
Hell yeah. I've gotten that box of burgers.
Oh, I want that box of burgers. Just for me.
Yeah.
That'll feed me all weekend long. It's Whataburger.
Let's circle back to the, we're not having a holiday
Yeah,
party.
Anyway, going back, I'm always constant article ideas. That's my job.
That's Emily's job, okay. And I love her for it.
Anyway, parties. I've seen many, and a lot are happening this week.
I know, so many people are like, this is me at my holiday party. And I'm all, what company you work for?
Yeah, let me know.
I have no loyalty.
Yeah, even Hot Topic was like, look at our family of people who work together. And I was like, but are you having a party? Or are you just taking a picture?
Right.
Local Hot Topic.
Oh,
just saying.
A local one.
Yeah. It's like, where's the party,
though? I haven't been inside a Hot Topic in so long.
It's very cramped.
I feel like it always was.
Yeah, but I feel like it got smaller. Or is it just my anxiety? Yeah.
Is this my anxiety? That's what I'm naming this one.
Is this my anxiety that the stores are getting smaller and the emo merch is getting weirder? I don't know.
It's really becoming a hit now because things like Wednesday are making it so popular to be like emo and goth. And
oh, yeah. I had one girl who was really upset that she's like, oh, now all the girls are going to want to be goth. And yet they made fun of me when I was goth. And
yeah, that sucks. But also, oh, look at all the cool stuff that's out now.
Yeah, but now you get merch.
Now we can have stuff.
Now you can easily find clothes. So much so that Target has its own goth section.
Sweet.
Yeah, you can find a goth section only online. At Target, when really, it's just Target putting together Halloween decor and black dresses.
I saw something the other day in a mall. Spirit? It was Spirit Halloween, and they're all like, deck the holidays with the Sanderson collection in a mall. It's not...
They do really pull, like, pull teeth, or they pull whatever they can for
But not Hocus Christmas. Pocus. You go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, they go with anything, because I get their emails, and it's hilarious.
You go with Krampus.
They're like, hey, do you want this animatronic of a monkey, an evil monkey that hits cymbals together? I just got that this morning, even. It's like, no, I don't want that for Christmas. Who wants that for Christmas?
Give me a spooky-looking Santa Claus.
Yeah, give me the Krampus. They sell a big-ass Krampus, but that's not what they're promoting. They're promoting a monkey.
Know your market, Spirit. Well, do you need someone to do that for you? Because I'm available.
I know. They should have one open all year long. Marketing. Yeah. It would be wonderful.
You can make spooky things out of every season. Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas. Valentine's Day.
I'm already thinking about Valentine's Day.
Ah. My Bloody Valentine's.
There we go. And everyone loves those true crime. And it's always, what is it? True crime and chill.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dateline and wine.
That should be a whole thing at Alamo Draft House. I should do that.
They should, yeah. No. Who's our worker for that? Adrian,
get on it.
Working on that.
Work on it. No, you already have to plan ahead because Christmas will come up soon and then New Year's, which no one's really talking about New Year's. I haven't heard much.
No. I won't be here for New Year's.
You'll be gone. It's only the Sun Bowl. That's what everyone promotes right now.
Yeah, and that's what annoys me. Like, when World Cup was going to start, I messaged so many bars. And I was like, hey, are you guys going to be showing the games? Yeah. Are you going to be having specials for the games? Nobody got back to me. And then, like, deep into the World Cup, they were like, oh, come watch the World Cup here in a mall.
I asked you. These people. Well, I wonder who checks all the bars. There's only a few who respond very quickly because, I'll ask them questions too. Like, hey, can we focus on this photo? Can we do this? Blah, blah, blah. No one really ever gets back.
Yeah.
And some do.
Some do, some don't. And then I'm like, well, now it's too late. I've moved on. My heart's not in it anymore.
Tell me when you have another event because we're done with the World Cup.
Yeah, we're already in the semifinals. My teams were out a long time ago. So
yeah, you got to work on this the Super Bowl now.
And I hope Croatia kicks Argentina's ass.
I know nothing about soccer.
Good. You don't have your heart broken.
No, yeah, I don't. I'm just like, what's this meme about? Why does everyone find this sexy lady in the stands a cool thing with soccer?
Oh, the hot babes of the World Cup.
That's all I ever see is hot babes of the World Cup. Memes or Dallas Cowboy proposals.
An article we did once, hot babes of the World Cup.
Oh, and then just go to Getty Images. Uh-huh. There you go. They're all there. All the babes. But yeah. Genius. Here in El Paso, it's a Sun Bowl.
You go to that every year.
I do. I'm probably going to go this year. I didn't go last year because I was way too pregnant. Uh-huh. So this year I can probably go.
Will you take your daughter?
No. My mom was already like, I'll watch her. Like, she volunteered. Because I was like, Mom, I can stay home. I don't mind. She's like, that's your tradition. Go, blah, 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 blah.
Aww.
And I was even like, I'm just going to take her to meet the crew and then I'll leave.
Aww.
But no, I don't know. I'm thinking about it because my brother might actually get the day off. So it's our little family thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's on a Saturday.
I know.
It's our little family thing.
You tell me every year you do it.
I try to get my mom to go every year. She doesn't. And now she regrets that she didn't go when BJ Thomas was the halftime performer. Because now he's dead. And I told her, that's what you get. I told you to go with us. And now you don't get to ever see BJ Thomas because he's dead. But yeah.
She's so sad about it.
We told her Rihanna was there. I got to see Rihanna, BJ Thomas, Lee Bryce. I like Lee Bryce. He's a country guy. And I feel like there was one other that they kind of, like, people should know them. But I forgot who.
The start of Rihanna.
Yeah, it was when Rihanna first started. But it's a good time. I've never had any issue. I'm trying to think if there's anyone screwing in a truck, like, at UTEP games. But no, the Sun Bowl is pretty civil. Because they're usually people from other states.
Oh, right. Because it's... like different college teams, right?
I forgot who it is.
I don't even know what the Sun Bowl is.
I forgot who it is. It's a college bowl, college football bowl.
Okay.
I always forget who it is. It's ACC and something else.
I always feel
Steve should have said it by now.
Yeah, I always feel like every year I'm like, I should know more about this. We talk about it as it gets closer. We talk about it so much.
Yeah, it's just another bowl.
I just remember last year I was all like, don't throw those tickets away if the Stumble gets canceled.
Yeah. There's I need to bring that back. Okay, I need to bring that article back.
There's a coupon on the back.
Evergreen article to bring back.
Usually to Rudy's.
Rudy's. It used to be Peter Piper. There was a Whataburger.
Oh, snap.
So it's a good coupon, people.
Yeah.
So
I like when that happens. Because then I'm like, then I find the ones that people throw on the floor and I'm like, hell yeah.
Exactly. The coupons, churches, I think it was too. And then that guy you always find, there's always the guy selling shirts.
Oh, yeah.
For the Sun Bowl. He's there every year. And now there's people who always sell micheladas, portable micheladas.
That's the new thing now.
Yeah, that's the new thing. Your shirts and your micheladas are the things. That's another article. Things you'll find in a event parking lot. But it's a good time. Yeah, I'll probably go again.
Oh, people say they have like a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. The only time at tailgate. It's a good time.
Have fun.
So hopefully. We'll see. But we got to get through Christmas first.
Christmas.
We won't get our company party. Christmas is on a Sunday.
Whack. I want a company party.
I know. We have
none of our bosses took the bait that I threw out where I'm all the best places to have your holiday party.
Yeah, or no one's mentioned it, or no one's tried to be like, oh, well, my client has offered. I wanted Megan to be like, hey, do you really push that mora mia? Just be like, hey, you know, you have a new room. We could, have our company party.
Yeah, I keep getting the sponsored ads for it where it's like, come celebrate the new year here at mora mia. And they have like a new bar or a new party area or something.
We could all go and we could get Buzz out there and have Buzz find the new love of his life for a new year.
Here's a little fun fact here. We had the owner of Mora Mia in, and she was like hitting on Buzz.
And that's why we need to use Buzz.
And she was like, oh, Buzz, you look good. And he's all like, oh, she said I look good. And I'm all, oh, Buzz.
No wonder he was dressing all fancy after that. He's dressed very nicely.
You never know who's going to show up at the station.
Exactly. And Buzz is ready for it during the holiday season.
He was wearing a nice outfit today also, a tie, some nice slacks.
Mm. And then he got sick.
He got sick.
I'm still waiting for people to send in. I need to push that too for you guys. Now that you have a Christmas tree in the studio, I'm going to ask them to send you ornaments.
Send us your ornaments.
I'm waiting for people to send in treats. That's what I miss.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Mike and Trisha used to get treats and they'd always be gone. So Trisha would be like, just eat it. Just take it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Take it. And I was like,
remember that one time somebody brought some treats and I'm like, does anybody want the tray? I want the tray.
It was a nice little fancy tray.
It was a
tray.
Nice tray. I use it for like drinks and stuff when I'm hosting.
Exactly. So more to that because I never get anything because I'm not on air. So
it is great because like the ones that they send them to aren't here.
Yeah.
So us low level ones.
Yes.
Benefit from it.
And usually if it's food that's going to go bad overnight, we're like, it's
gotta
here.
Eat these.
You got to get it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to those. Hopefully people send them in. I don't know if they will.
That would be nice.
It was only Mike and Trisha. You guys get all your stuff, but I don't know if anyone.
We get, usually Dr. Carpenter sends us something.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't know he was retired.
I didn't either.
So Buzz didn't tell us till it was too late to ask for food.
I know, he hasn't sent us. He sends us those trays from La Madeline.
Yeah, and then the sales team picks at them first. And you're excuse me?
And then they're like, oh, yeah, this was for Buzz. The sales team is really stingy with the treats.
Yeah, they never bring us any food.
They have like birthday parties on the other side of this building, and then like they leave us the leftover cake.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you guys want cake?
They're like, oh, there was cake.
There's one piece you all can fight over.
Right.
Or donuts that we all poked at already, and feel free to
these are
grab
the
them
reject
now.
Donuts that we didn't want.
Yeah, well, he's like, no, I don't want that. Go away.
I can tell it's becoming the end of the year because look at how much I'm bitching about the sales side.
Imagine they had a party and we weren't invited.
That is something they would so do, Emily.
Now I'm thinking, did they? Will they? We may never know.
They'll never tell us.
No, they won't.
You know who we'll get it out of? Adrian.
Yeah, he'll slip up. Or Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Now Steve will come in here and be like, hey, did you guys have fun at that? Oh, you guys weren't there? Oh.
No, Steve, did you see me there?
I love Steve when he's on air.
Steve's great. I saw Steve at Iron Maiden. He was sitting in front of me.
I saw him at Metallica, and then he was worried because people were smoking so much weed by his son. And I felt bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That poor little boy's going to get a secondary high. And how? Steve's going to have to be like, oh, I couldn't help it. That wasn't my fault.
The kid comes out with the munchies. He's a good kid. Steve's a good father, right?
Yeah, he can't control people around him.
He didn't have his kid for Iron Maiden. He had his brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
But Steve was all like, this is great. But then we were up in the nosebleed section, and Steve's like, wow, I've never been all the way up here before.
No, forgive me, Steve.
And I'm all, me either. But it was a free ticket, so I can't complain.
Yeah, that's where Ice Nine Kills and all them was pretty, not nosebleeds because it's not high,
but pretty up there.
Pretty back there. I know it's just an expression, but pretty back there.
Wonderful segue. Let's get into Halloween now.
Yeah, Halloween never happened since it was August, right? The last podcast.
The last podcast was in August.
And Joanna was recovering from food poisoning.
I had food poisoning that summer.
Well, tell them what happened after that, Joanna.
I got COVID again. And then I infected everyone in the station.
It spread through here like a plague.
I honestly didn't think it was COVID.
Who knows anymore?
Like, I got the next day that I tested, I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, your whole, it's a different feeling, right?
Yeah, I came to work. I was already feeling sick that Sunday. That Saturday, I had like back-to-back remotes.
Yeah.
And so I guess because I didn't have time to sit
to
down
rest.
And
yeah.
rest, I didn't feel it. So on Sunday, when I woke up, I was like, oh no, that's not good. My mom was already sick and my sister was sick.
Uh-oh.
And then I was like, oh no. Tomorrow's the parade. I haven't finished my costume.
Oh, no.
But I was still working on Buzz's also.
Oh, yeah. Buzz is a disaster. Buzz is a horrible lingerie wear.
The entire time, Emily, that Buzz was like, I want to wear the lingerie. I'm all, but I told you to wear the one where he's wearing the lab coat.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I have the lab coat. And I'm all,
then why wear the lingerie?
Do you want lingerie? Buzz really wanted to wear lingerie.
And you can see the photos on our Instagram, so go over there.
You can see them. I have photos. I will post them.
Yeah.
The only photos I have of Halloween. And I was like, God, I spent so much time with Buzz putting on his fishnets.
And he was walking through the studio because that's what Buzz and I kept checking in on each other because I think we got sick at the same time. But it was the same time we were around you. Because we were doing the costumes and stuff like that. And so Buzz never wears a mask. And he came to look for me, too. He was like, do you feel good? Well, no, I'm effing sick. And I still had to come in, Buzz. And then I went to a clinic after.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it was Halloween. Was that Monday? And you already were sick.
I had already asked for the next day off because I was so excited. Like, I'm going to go to this concert. I didn't go to the concert.
Yeah, we were hoping you'd pull through. In the morning, everyone was here in the station. We're like, Joanna, you got to pull through. Drink this tea. You're going to be fine.
I know, you got me a tea. My mom got me a Pedialyte, sweater.
I saw a meme where it's like, bitches swear that medicine ball tea is going to cure your life. And I'm like, yes, it is. It's gonna cure everything.
I had full faith in that medicine ball.
And it did not cure Joanna.
It was too late for me.
Yeah. Nope. She missed the concert. I was still good. I was like, oh, okay, we're good. But all of us were slowly incubating.
Just going down.
Yeah, we were all incubating this child inside of us of COVID. And then Tuesday, had the day off. Mm-hmm. So I didn't check on anyone here, but I had to come in Wednesday because that's when Kevin was already like, our boss was like, Joanna has COVID, everybody. Everybody be on alert because all of us were around each other.
We were
all at the parade. The place. Yeah, Joanna may have not been at the parade, but everyone she was around was at the parade. So next day, people start saying, oh, I don't feel good. Wednesday when I came in,
started dropping
I was already I was already like, something's not right, I feel horrible, but I have to come in. And so that's why I told Kevin, because again, that's how work happens, you have to have a positive test or you got to come in. So I had to still come in and run to a clinic, and that's when Bud's like, yeah, no, I don't, something's not right, I gotta go too. And we all left to go get tested, and then all of us are positive.
And I was like, I infected everybody.
Yeah, so our boss is trying to do like a whole checklist of, okay, who has it? Nico, do you have it? Buzz, you have it. And Nico kept saying, Buzz has it. He just doesn't want to get tested.
Uh-huh.
So I think he finally took a test, or someone made Buzz take a test because he felt really bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think what happened is he called Nico to take him to the urgent care.
Okay, because, yeah, they had to force Buzz because he was like, I'm not going to let COVID mess me up or whatever.
It must have been really bad for Buzz to have called Nico, can you take me to the urgent care?
Yeah.
Buzz doesn't, he never goes to the doctor.
He never goes to the doctor. But he said something, when I spoke to him, I told him, something's not right. I think I have COVID, man. And he's like, I'm not going to, or strep throat, because our sales side, their son, someone had strep throat. So then Kevin was saying people have to get tested because either strep throat or COVID. And so I told Buzz that when he saw me, I was like, hey, well, it's either COVID or strep throat. Because he said his throat was hurting him a lot. I'm like, well, you got to get tested for it. He's like, well, I'm not going to miss work for just strep throat.
He's so dumb.
So it was COVID, so he had to stay home.
Spoiler alert, it was COVID.
Yeah, spoiler alert. And so I think the only one standing was Megan.
Megan,
because she had COVID.
She had had COVID, yeah.
Yeah, and she was the last one to get COVID, so she was a little bit more immune and has children.
Yeah, and she had kids.
And those children. Because Mae, my daughter, was sick a week before, and my mom. Uh-huh. They got sick. I was not sick, but my throat felt weird, but we think it was just the flu.
Right.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it's okay, we're fine. And then this happened, and then we all got sick again. So we had the flu and COVID.
Oh, God. And I'm so sorry.
It was fun. Luckily, Maeve handled it like a champ. My mom and I both were like, okay, we're dying. Okay, you hold her.
Yeah.
I'm going to go throw up. And then, okay, you hold her. I'm going to go crap my brains out. Like, it was that kind of situation. It was very fun. But luckily the concert was good, but yeah, you were going to sit very far away, but it was a good concert. Dren, I wish you were there.
I was so sad. I went home after being here at work. I was like, you know what? I got to get home. Maybe if I take a nap, I'll feel better when I wake up.
Yeah.
I woke up feeling worse.
Yeah. I felt so bad. I was like, where's Joanna? I kept asking, where's Joanna? She's like, she's not coming. She didn't tell you. I thought Buzz was screwing with me. She's like, no, she's not coming. And I was like, yeah, she is. She said she's coming. No, she's not coming.
No.
It took me a while to be like, is she really not coming? And like, no, she's sick. She's really sick.
I was
like,
so sick.
Oh. Yeah, but I didn't want to bug
you. It was that serious.
It was bad.
It was bad that the one thing that I love in this world,
Halloween.
Emily.
Halloween. They took it from you. COVID had to take it from
you. And the whole time I'm here, I'm all, I just need some electrolytes and I'll be fine. And I'm all putting Buzz's his fishnets and his wig and his freaking
Well, he
tank
looked
top.
Great. So good job, Joanna. You pushed through. He did look great.
He did look good. They all looked great.
Yeah, they did. It was a nice little float.
The float looked cute, too. Mm-hmm.
It was cute. It was a good nothing. No issues with the parade for once. No one was fighting. I heard a little bit of fighting happen, but I don't know what happened. But everything was good.
This is the first time, I think, and I didn't go to the parade, but this is the first time that people on my Facebook were complaining about the parade.
Really?
And one of them was, well, not complaining, but she was like, she's this big influencer.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, I'm not going to be going because these areas are way too crowded. We had gotten a nice bench for us to sit at, and people just stood in front of us. And then she was like, well, I'm not going to go because the one in Korea had recently happened.
There had been a tragic event, and you shouldn't compare it to a city's little Halloween parade compared to what they did.
And so she was like, I'm not going to go. And luckily, I had already written an article where I'm like, look, this is the exact route we go. Let me tell you where there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, that was a good article.
There's always like an area where there's not a lot of people, and we're just like, cool, we get a break here.
Yeah. At the beginning, of course, it's frantic. And even where I went, I went to like the mid, not the very beginning, a little bit out, and there was no people. But yeah, it's like, I don't know what happens once your guys' parade starts.
Yeah, right.
A crap load of people come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, they push you out of the way. But the police were very good about, you guys need to step back. You guys need to get out
good.
Of the way. And
that
they're
was
always
our concern.
Good. Yeah, every year they're always good. But this one, because I was actually trying to get photos in the middle of the street, like where they have it blocked off. And I think there was another photographer too, both of us, and people come in front of you. They see you taking pictures. They don't care.
They don't care.
They just get in front of you. And the cops told them, you guys need to get out of the way. And they're yelling at their kids, like, go get the candy. Like, no, don't get the candy, children. Don't. And so the cops were yelling at the parents, like, stop telling them to come to the street. You guys need to stay behind.
Oh, good.
The barricades.
That's my concern every year because the kids will run straight, like, almost up to the float.
Yeah, and it's like the kids know to not do it, but their parents are saying, go do it.
And I'm like, this is a moving vehicle, child.
No, they know. That's what I'm telling you. I was shocked that they know to not go do it. And then you hear their parents tell them, go, hurry up and get it.
Get the candy.
You're like, Jesus, kid, I'm so sorry.
There's so much more candy, I promise.
Exactly.
More is on the way.
You're going to go trick-or-treating, guys. Everyone relax. You enjoy the float. Enjoy it going by. Don't focus on look down at the candy. Look at the float.
And then I had a few people. I guess one of my friends lives in that area. And she, I had to remember and remind myself, like, oh, she hasn't lived here in the past few years.
Okay.
Because she lived in Alamogordo. Okay. And so she's back and she's like, why can't I get into my street?
Oh.
And they're like, it's the parade. And a lot of people were like, why would they have the parade on a Monday? And I'm all like, because it's Halloween.
Okay.
And that was like the big complaint. Why do they have to do it on a Monday? The kids aren't even out of school yet.
Most kids have half day. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
some of the kids had half day.
Joke's on you guys and us, because I had no idea about that until they said. They're like, oh, by the way, it's half day. Oh, okay. That's great. So
that was a lot of the complaints that I did see. Why is it? And I'm like, you guys know this. It's on
every Halloween. You should have planned earlier.
It's always on Halloween. Doesn't matter what day of the week it
is. And it's always the same route. So if you know they're going to close it, why don't you? Well, if you can. Get out of work early or go do something for an hour and then come over. But that's what a parade is.
It happens.
It happens.
I don't see people bitching about when it's the Thanksgiving one.
The Thanksgiving one, the Christmas one. But yeah, it's in the – I wonder who chose that location. I don't know how the Halloween parade started.
Yeah, that is weird.
But yeah, like of all the places, they chose that.
And now it feels weird, like if we say, well, let's do it somewhere else.
Yeah, you know.
People are going to complain.
Yeah.
Why did you move it from that point?
We went downtown. Now y'all are complaining that we closed downtown.
Right.
So no matter what.
Someone's going to complain.
Everyone complains. But it was a good parade this year. Sadly. You didn't get to enjoy it, Joanna.
I saw a lot of great pictures. I was dying.
Yeah.
And then the next day, my mom was like, well, let's test you. Well, no, she's all like, I have to go to, she had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And they test her before she goes in. She calls me. She's like, I have COVID. And I'm all, what? I'm like half asleep. What? And I'm all, fuck. I'm going to have to get tested
now. It starts again.
And yet we all tested positive.
Yeah.
Well, me, my mom, my sister, my cousin. And we just assumed the baby had it because we're always with the baby.
Yeah, that's what they said.
My nephews, though, did not.
Really?
The three of them. But they had recently had COVID like 2 months before.
Okay. So their immunity was still, it's supposed to be like 3 months
fine.
Or something. So they're still good.
Yeah, they were fine. No. So they were the ones taking care of us.
Well, I think it took half of November to get everyone back into the station because it hit everybody. The majority of everybody. I think only two people were safe. I think only Daniel and someone else didn't get it. It was Daniel and someone else.
I don't know.
I don't remember who, but.
Mike comes in, Mike from KISS, and he's like, hey, thanks for the extra days off. And I'm all, oh, I'm so sorry.
It got Mike, it got Iris, it got Nico, it got Megan eventually.
And then they're like, Ray got it. And I'm all,
Ray.
Oh, I wasn't even anywhere near Ray.
It was Daniel and Ray for the longest time, and then it got Ray.
It got Ray.
Because Ray was filling in for all the voice tracking. Daniel and Ray had to voice track everyone. Glenn was doing it for a while,
oh,
and then it got Glenn. It got Kevin because he was bragging about, oh, I'm not going to get it. I got my booster. And then he got it.
Our boss got it.
Yeah, he got it. And then some salespeople got it. So it just took over everything.
We all dropped like flies. It really went quickly, and I'm so sorry. That's my bad.
It just, boom. But because everyone else was at the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all of us spread it to them. But the sales team was also already having issues. So
it was just that.
It could be you. Could have been them too.
It was just that time of year, you know?
Yeah, everyone, that's what they're saying. It's either COVID or the flu or RSV.
It's a triple-demic.
Yeah, there's a horrible thing going on. So make sure you're safe if you're going to be out and about at these celebrations. I tell myself every day I'm going to come in here with a mask and then I don't.
I keep saying that too because, and then I'm all, I already had it and I already gave it to everybody.
Yeah, I was like,
we all had it already.
Do you still wear a mask in stores? Depend on the store.
It depends on the store.
Yeah.
Sometimes Walmart, but then the last time after I had COVID again, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't wear this mask.
So hard to breathe. Yeah. That's why I was like, when I remember, I'll still wear a mask, but when I'm in a rush and I'm like, I can't breathe. The long haul symptoms are still a thing. So the breathing sucks.
Oh yeah.
But
welcome to
I had
that.
Asthma from the start. So that's why. Yeah, it hit me hard.
My sister, who has never had asthma, never had lung problems, ended up in the hospital with lung problems.
Good old COVID.
Yeah.
And did they say most likely this was COVID?
Yeah, the COVID accelerated all the underlying problems that she was already going to have.
Yeah. COVID just finds it and then...
And then I was like, boom!
Yeah, that's what... Well, we need more research. So maybe in 10 healthy. Years, they're going to be like, oh yeah, this is how it attacked the body.
Right?
This is how it caused asthma.
And then I'm all... I should have known. I couldn't smell or taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that hit me a week and a half after my smell and taste went away. And I was why is this happening now? I've already kind of gone through it. I was almost fully recovered. And then my smell and my taste went away.
Oh, man. I hate it because we had pizza for Halloween. Couldn't even taste the pizza.
No. I can't smell my baby's diapers, and I'd be like, I don't know when you pooped and I need to change you. So I was very paranoid about, like, do I need to change you now?
Girl, did you poop?
Yeah, I guess relying on that blue line of the diaper, but I would rely on the smell. I've never missed my child's poop so much. It'd be like, now I can smell it and it's horrible. But at the time,
yeah, but
I was like,
smell.
Yeah, I was like, I can smell. At the time, I was like, I wish I could smell you to know when I need to change you. Instead of always poking in your butt to be like, let me see, did you poop?
You open the little slide, like, is there poop in there? No. And then it's like dark in there. You can't tell sometimes.
Exactly. That's why I was like, man, I wish I could smell. But no, everyone's recovered now.
We're all okay now. Buzz called. He's like, you think I was in it? I felt so bad because I'm all, Buzz is so unhealthy.
I know. Everyone was worried
drink water.
About Buzz. Well, his voice. So is that really because of COVID? Because my voice, my throat's still weird.
He says
his laugh is weird.
He still has like a little nasal thing, a nasal drip left behind. So yeah, he sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
And every now and then, I have never had so many voice problems than when I started working here.
Yeah.
And every now and then my voice cracks and I lose my voice.
Ugh.
I lost it on Saturday and I was like, I can't talk.
Not today. You're going to carry around a little chalkboard.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
And yeah, welcome to the after effects of COVID.
Yeah, at the radio station, but
I'm always hot.
Oh, do you have like hot flashes?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And I'm always sweating. I woke up sweating this morning because we had the heater on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, turn the heater on.
It says it changes your whole makeup, so...
And
my
temperature's fine, but I'm sweating.
Ugh.
And I'm all, is nobody else hot? And my sister's like, I'm cold.
Yeah, I'm colder now. I was already cold, but it's because I have sickle cell trait.
Oh.
So my blood's already messed up. But now it's just this. Mike, though, our new engineer again, has raised the temperature in the studio, I guess, from enough people complaining that it's too cold. So now I don't feel like I'm... dying all the time in a freaking morgue.
I know. I wonder why David kept it so cold.
Because of the electronics. His excuse was always, I have to keep it cold here because the electronics are going to give out.
Right.
I was like, yeah, but we're going to give out, David. We are.
Like, yeah, I'm going to change the temperature.
Yeah, Mike's like, I don't know why you guys have the AC on. I don't know why it's so cold in here. And I was like, dude, we're dying. Can you please raise it up? And he's like, so
David's we're good. Gone. And we have a new engineer named Mike. He's pretty cool. If you are looking for a job and want to work, we need somebody for afternoons.
On KISS and Q. And you need to know digital content creation. Which if you have an Instagram or TikTok, we can teach you. Easily teach you.
Yeah. You'll get it like that.
Yeah. We need to do more. We're just bombarded with things. So
yeah.
You'll see more from us.
It's been a whirlwind few months since Veronica left.
Monica, Daver.
Who else left?
We need board ops.
We need board ops desperate. That reminds me, I need to send out an email. We need somebody. One of our guys, our board ops here, is going to go in and learn how to run the show.
Oh, yeah.
So that I can take some time off.
Mm-hmm. I trust him. And maybe you're here. Angel? I like Angel. He's a good dude. Reliable. Don't know his personality really, so that'll be fun.
The problem is gonna be can he mesh well with?
Can he mesh? I feel like he can. He's like Michelle, but I think he might be more spoken. Like he might.
My dream would be Sal.
I know, Sally Goose.
Sal did so great with Buzz. Buzz already likes him a lot.
And he did sports.
He did sports. And then, you know, he already knew how to run a board.
Yeah.
But Sal has a full-time job now. He's a married man. So
he's a married man working hard. Yeah.
He's got to provide, you know?
Angel's a good dude.
I've never met Angel, but he came highly recommended.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to teach this guy.
Yeah.
He already knows how to run, so he's halfway there.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be good. It'll be
the
fun.
The only thing I'll have to teach him is, okay, Buzz likes to do this, so here's what you're going to do.
Yeah, that'll
be good.
That's
the thing.
Those little things.
Megan hasn't picked up on that yet.
Oh, no,
And I'll tell her, she's like, Buzz really got mad about this. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's real like a stickler for that.
Like, you know what? You should just make little Buzz bits. And then, here's what
you need to know about Buzz, my child.
Yeah. Buzz needs his nap at this time. Buzz needs his milk bottle.
When he tells you to put in a song, you'll need to make a 5-minute song. He won't be back in 8 minutes.
Yeah. He's full of it.
Exactly.
Make a little guide for Angel. It'll go smooth. You'll have a backup. You'll get more time to rest.
I think that about covers everything that's happened in the past few months.
Pretty.
Megan has grown
exponentially. Yeah, the biggest thing. Yeah, Megan. There's a new person on the morning
show. Our last time she was barely the new person.
Yeah, just starting. And
she really stepped it up that week. We were all sick.
She did.
She did great.
She did. She's still learning. Because I know there's some things that she freaked out about when you were gone recently again. And anything that involves missing commercials is a huge no-no. Always play the commercials. That's all I was taught.
Because
I used to fill in for Mike and Trisha. Uh-huh. And I've lost a whole spot set too.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what did I do? And you click the wrong thing and they all disappear. So
don't click skip.
Don't click skip. Never click
and
the
Megan's
skip.
Like, oh.
Yeah. So I learned that hard as well. But she
did great.
Meshes very well with all of you.
She, I like that she's very gung-ho, like, I'll do it.
Yeah. Unlike some
people. She's not afraid to, volunteer herself.
She wants to learn. She wants to do it.
Yeah. And the thing is, she's got a background already in,
sports.
Sports, journalism, radio. So she already knew, okay, I know that I have to hit the commercials. I know that I have to hit this button.
Yeah.
So she already knew all that.
She knew she had to tell people the time, and that's all that matters.
Can you believe Buzz read emails or messages we got on our Facebook, and one of them was all like, you guys need to start telling us the time.
Yeah, thank you. On Kiss, they would do that. Mm-hmm. Mike and Trisha, Iris still does it too, I think. They do every news break. It's 8:45 here at KSII.
Oh, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, for as long as I've been on the show, was syndicated.
Yeah, no, it's never, even when I was on it, they never gave the time.
Yeah, but I'm all like, in Buzz's defense, we were syndicated. There was a time difference with our other markets. So we couldn't say it's 8:45 because it's 9:45 over there.
Yeah. Nah, he's full of crap. Even when he wasn't syndicated, never gave the time.
Okay, look at that. And he's like, I would say it's 20 past the hour, but never the hour.
Yeah, no, he never did. He's full of it.
And I'm all like, no, you didn't.
No, he did it.
Apparently people want us to tell them the time.
So
it's
a new change on the Buzz Adams Morning Show.
12:43 p.m. on Monday.
And you'll hear this 12th. Not at this time.
You'll hear this tomorrow, maybe. December 13th.
Whenever you get it, all right, people?
You're going to get... Again, I wish we had more time for this.
We got things to do.
And to begin with, corporate doesn't care about our little podcast.
They don't. If we tell them, if they ask what happened, why didn't this go up or that? And they'll be like, we did a podcast. They'll say, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care about your podcast.
You do what you're supposed to do. This isn't in our job description.
Yeah.
In other words.
Yeah, but we don't get paid enough and this is our therapy. So here we are.
It's 2022. You either talk shit... on a podcast or go to therapy.
And we can't afford the therapy. So no, here we are with a podcast telling you what happened.
And everything that's happening, let's see, what else? Buzz. I know people like to hear all the chisme.
That's just honestly, there's no hints besides hints of what's coming. We have no plans. We don't plan ahead for anything. So really, it's just Buzz got sick. Buzz is better. That's about it.
There was something I saw and I was like, yeah. Oh, you posted some video on Instagram not too long ago, and it was the planning behind the morning show, and somebody asked, There's actual planning?
Oh, yeah. No, there's not.
No.
A little bit.
There's kind of planning, but it can go off rails really quickly.
Yeah, we're trying to be better about showing you guys more behind-the-scenes stuff, but I'm always worried we're going to get in trouble.
But
or
if you
something's going to get in trouble.
Bitching about it, like, oh, I don't know. There's just a bunch of people that bitch about Buzz.
I recorded Buzz picking lint off of his socks, and I don't know if he would want me to post that.
Don't.
Yeah, because it's like little things like that. Like, we'll record them, or you guys have good conversations during the meetings, but then someone says one thing that I'm like, well, they could get canceled for that.
We could get canceled for that.
So I'm very picky about what to put because I don't want to make Buzz mad and then I don't want to offend someone. So we're trying to do more fun behind the scenes stuff like
There's
other
a
radio
lot of
stations do.
Fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes. The only problem is we don't have enough people to capture, edit, post.
Exactly. And that's why from us, you'll get the one shot of, oh, Buzz picking Lynn off his side. Yeah. Or his Christmas photo. So you have him in the suit. That's a nice photo to post. But yeah, that's the last video I have of Buzz. This weekend I was trying to figure out, like, what could I post? And I have a video of Buzz with his socks. It's like, I should just delete that because he's going to get mad.
Our meetings are fun, though.
They are.
They can become real fun and we get, like, really great ideas for it. The Ghost of Christmas Past
came from it, but we'll see how that goes tomorrow.
See how that goes. I also had another idea for Satan Claus.
Oh, that one was good. I don't know if you guys are going
to
do it.
No, we're not.
You're not going to do it?
No, Buzz doesn't want to work on it.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
Just give him a little glimpse of it. Like, just have Buzz do one.
We were going to do Buzz is Satan Claus, not Santa. And then we're going to be like, can you, like, make my mortal enemy late for work every day? And then Satan Claus is like, well, were you a good girl this year? No. Good.
Just that. Just do that
just
little
like that,
bit.
Right?
Make his little voice. And then there you
go.
And
then we're like, well, can you do the locust thing? And then he was going to be like, that's not my department. That's God's department.
God, you got to ask him for that. It was so good.
It was real good how it sounded in the meeting.
Yeah, no.
And I'm looking at his notebook here. He wrote it down, Satan Claus.
That's what we should start posting is Buzz's show notes or meeting notes.
Not this, though, because this
We should just make them know, like, dumb, like, make up fake notes, like...
Ketchup. Ow.
Ketchup. Yeah, like, grocery list. In the meeting, like, Buzz Adams show meeting. Tell Nico to get in on time. Remember to get my groceries. Ketchup.
That is becoming... I'm not going to lie. It's becoming the funniest thing ever because people get so mad.
When Nico doesn't show up on
that time? Nico's late. He was early today. He was on time.
Oh, nice.
But on other days when he's late and people are like, it's so disrespectful. And I'm like, what do you care, dude? Like,
yeah, I wonder why that bugs people so much. Like, hey, get
it
to
doesn't
your
bug
job.
Me. It doesn't bug Buzz.
We should ask the people.
How I do my job again does not affect.
Well, if you come in late, there's no effing
exactly.
way. Yeah, so that's I can see where that argument could be made.
If I'm late, but Nico, doesn't matter.
Yeah, so
I don't know why people get so upset.
We need someone to leave a neckline call, and then explain. Can you please explain to us why you guys get so mad that Nico doesn't show up on time? We should ask that.
Let us know. Call into the neckline.
I'm gonna put it on Instagram.
Damn it, he used to have 844. 805-6325.
I want to start pulling neckline calls for Instagram reels.
Oh, I'll send you one today. We got one today from ODG.
Oh, God.
You can post it and then maybe ask people in the comments, do you have an inner monologue?
Yeah. Send me that.
I'll send it to you.
Because, yeah, I was in there Friday trying to pull one. I couldn't find it when you guys had a neckline break or something. And I was like, damn it, never. I'll do start it Monday. I told Kevin, Monday.
I'll send
he saw
you
me
one.
Doing. He's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to find neckline calls.
I'll send it to you. All right. Yeah. Well, I think that's about it. You got any vacation time coming up?
Probably next week, but that's what I'm asking. When can I? Because we don't have anyone voice tracking and I shouldn't care, but I do.
I know. How do people not care?
Yeah. I don't know.
We're the
That's
only
all
two
I want
idiots.
For Christmas, to not care.
We're the
like
only two idiots
else.
Still working here,
Emily. Here we are.
Here we are making this podcast for you, which I hope you enjoyed.
You 16 beautiful people.
Our 16 beautiful people.
Yeah.
One of them messaged us and they're like, well, the last time we heard you were recovering from a sickness, I really want to hear how everything else went, how Emily's going as mother in motherhood.
Getting covered in poop twice over the weekend. I'll just give you that.
Nice.
Nice.
She's adorable.
Merry Christmas.
Next year, we're dressing her up as Terrifier.
We are. I gotta work on that. But yeah.
She was a little Demogorgon for
home. She was. She hated it. She hated it already. So it'll be fun next year.
Next year, she'll be a little bit more older.
Exactly. It was my Halloween just to see Ice Nine Kills and then devote my Halloweens the rest of my life to my daughter. So it was my last Halloween.
Your last Halloween.
Yes. Mourn it.
I better not be sick again next Halloween.
You better not, yeah.
Buzz is right now obsessed with the show Wednesday.
Oh, now he's finally watching it?
Yeah. And he's all like, next year, Buzz Adams family for the Halloween parade.
That would be cute.
I call Cousin It.
That's what we say Maeve sounds like.
Cousin
It. When she's talking, nom, 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 nom. Yeah, we call her Cousin It right now because I'm.
I call Oliver Meep.
Meep.
From American Horror Story. Because he just goes, meep.
Yeah, those babies are funny when they can't talk yet.
Children. I'm never having any.
Yeah. Be warned. You're already living it.
It's not fun. It has its moments for sure.
I saw that's an article that someone was like, are having kids now overrated?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, people are evil.
Here's my question. Should I get a juicer? People are thinking like, should I have a kid in a mall? Should I get a juicer?
Get a juicer. You already got the air fryer.
I got the air fryer. Should I go for a juicer?
Get the juicer.
I'm thinking of getting a juicer. It's a big purchase.
Do it for Christmas.
Yeah, right? And then next year, just like health and wellness shots. Shots, 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 shots.
They're gross.
But like for my immunity and stuff.
And oh, yeah. Health. You guys need one. Tell Buzz, get one. You guys need a sponsorship.
Somebody get us a juicer.
Or even just like a place here who does all that and just bring it into you daily.
Yeah, daily. If we could do that, that'd be amazing.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
Manifesting New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do one before New Year's.
Maybe we won't. Maybe we won't. Most likely we will because we're the only ones who work here. So.
Oh, yeah. This studio will be free once again. I'm in Buzz's studio.
Exactly. We'll take a picture of it.
Should we?
yeah. We will.
I hope that scratched the itch everybody had for us to do this.
Yeah. We'll plan this better.
Thank you for joining us. We'll plan this better next time.
We never plan and it's fine.
Yeah, well, we don't. Did you see Buzz's mistletoe?
Oh, how cute. I got to take a picture of it.
And then he's like, let's put it on a string and be like, you're under the mistletoe.
That's what we're going to do. Let me go do that right now. This is what distracts us from doing the podcast, people. But don't worry. We'll give it to you.
How do you? Well, that concludes another episode of What the Buzz. I was trying to get this sound effect.
As Joanna attempts to play something out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Buzz has so many machines for sound effects.
Yay.
This was great. Thank you for joining us. Emily, good to see you.
Yeah,
I'll
good
be
to see you.
Around.
Yeah.
We have a meeting.
Only us.
Around.